Hi, this is Matt Martucci live from the Barclays Center, and you're listening to an A10 Talk podcast special report.
How's it going, everybody? Sam Basil, along with David Korn from the A10 Talk podcast, here with Stu Durando from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Stu, obviously, St. Louis exited the tournament yesterday with a 10-point loss to Duquesne. And then the big news, you know, outside the box score was the fact that Travis Ford, as of last night, is no longer with the Billikens program. There were some reports from, you know, local St. Louis news outlets, and then it was confirmed later that night by the athletic department. So before we kind of get into the details of it, could you just kind of give your reaction to, you know, this change and, you know, final thoughts really on the Travis Ford era?
It seemed to be the likely outcome for a while. As it turns out, Travis had already moved out of his office, he told me later last night. That was before they left for their trip on Friday. It was just a matter of finally getting it confirmed, what everyone was expecting. Just a bad season, you know, after a lot of at least decent seasons. Not quite living up to expectations, though, all along the way in terms of getting to the postseason. And then when they got there, not doing anything because he didn't have a postseason win at St. Louis. So once they hit hard times this year and it looked like it just was going nowhere but down, everyone, I think, was under the assumption that this is what was going to happen unless his buyout kept it from happening. Apparently that did not happen, even though we don't know the number. Interesting 8 years, one NCAA tournament, a lot of wins, but not a lot of reached expectations. And so, you know, reset and try again.
So, Stu, I think one of the most sort of interesting things about this whole situation is the timing of it. You know, pretty much just after the final buzzer, reports were coming in. Can you talk about sort of just your take on that news sort of, I guess, leaking out at that time when the St. Louis, when St. Louis would have preferred that to come out? Just give us the timeline from what you know.
Well, they had the previous firing of Jim Cruz took place 10 minutes after a game at the Atlantic 10 tournament. So I was kind of hoping, you know, they would just get it out of the way nice and neat and confirm what we suspected. And they didn't want to do that right away. So for a chaotic, hectic deadline, I had people who had told me it was going to happen, but I needed waited what about an hour and a half, you know, until after Travis had his press conference, and he wouldn't tackle it head on. But I mean, he said what everybody knew with his comments. He just wouldn't say, yeah, I was let go. Eventually they let it out. They pretty much had to last night, at least confirm it after it started seeping out all over the place.
And you mentioned, after I asked that first question, you know, things about a downward turn. I know that people were talking about, you know, a possible change. You know, maybe some of the more, you know, intense St. Louis fans were talking about it preseason. But, you know, a lot of people as the season progressed felt like it was more and more of a possibility. Did you feel like there was a point in the regular season for you that you felt like this change was more likely than not?
I like the description of the more intense fans. There are certainly those, you know, they're everywhere, and they were at it daily on Twitter for, you know, 2-3 months, just rewording their thoughts in different ways. But I'm trying to think back over the schedule. They started 4-0. The non-conference, though, took a downward turn. I don't think I was convinced going into the conference season that it was going to happen because they had Brad Ezewiro eligible, and they had Sincere Parker seemingly on the verge of coming back and playing, things like that, where it looked like, okay, you know, give them a shot. That's what the administrators were telling me at the school. We know we want to see what they can do now that maybe they've got more of a team together. It just was, you know, obviously they never got any momentum going in the conference until the end. They won a few games, but so I don't know if there was a certain point, but they had that, what was it, a 6-game losing streak. They had a stretch of 8 games where they were giving up over 80 points every game. It was just gotten to the point of being really ugly. And I'd say 2/3 of the way through the season, it was pretty apparent what was going to go down.
Yeah. And so I think my next question is, what's next with the coaching search? You know, who are some names that you sort of have your eye on? When do you think this decision is going to get made? You know, what's the next step for St. Louis?
Yeah. So last time it was a fairly long search for Ford. I think it took two and a half, 3 weeks. Went to the last week, I think to the final 4 week. They know they can't, I think they know that they can't wait that long this time. They need to move and get someone in place, someone who can take advantage of the transfer portal. And, you know, as the names start pouring in there, which, you know, didn't happen last summer, they just failed on the transfer portal ultimately. And so I don't know specifically that they have been in touch with anyone. I'm sure they have through, you know, through agents or whatever ways they go through to get to these people early. I just threw out a list today on our website of 12 or 13 names, ones that seem to make the most sense a little bit, maybe Josh Schertz. People are talking about, you know, they like Darren DeVries, but I don't think he would have any interest here. I think he's a Power Six, he's a Power Conference guy. Bryce Drew was in the mix last time, 8 years ago. So who knows if they might be interested in talking to him again. I'm trying to remember who I had on my list. Did you guys look at it?
Yeah, we saw it. And again, I think you're right though, where it's a lot of speculation right now. There's still a lot of turnover.
It always is. You can throw out 20 names and it might end up being the 21st guy that you didn't even mention, you know, someone who you don't even think of, but, you know, there's a lot of good coaches who have had success at, you know, quote unquote, smaller programs who are going to get a shot somewhere. And it's just a matter of, you know, where they fit in. Chris Mack, you know, would he have any interest? Or is he probably, when he comes back, is he going to go to a larger program? Or does he think SLU's a good fit? You know, we saw what he did at Xavier. So it's wide open right now, and you just kind of throw stuff against the wall and see what sticks, and then start talking to people and see what starts making more sense.
And with Travis Ford specifically, like you said, you know, he didn't really address the reports about his departure. He mainly in the press conference talked about, you know, being thankful for his time at SLU, being thankful for, you know, his, what he said, 27 years as a head coach overall.
Yeah.
There was some talk about, you know, maybe this might be the last stop for him. Do you feel like there might be another spot for Travis Ford in college basketball in the near future?
No, I'm sure there would be. I don't know where that might be. He's not, you know, old, at least by my standards. He's 54, I think. So I think, and he is so immersed in it. I guess that's just repetitive of any coach, but it really is a, you know, I don't know what his other interests are outside of basketball after 8 years of covering him. I really don't, except for, you know, traveling and hanging out with his family. So it's hard to imagine him not doing something in basketball. But he did, yeah, he did indicate, he said maybe it was time to maybe do something new. So maybe he's thinking about, you know, TV or some other aspect of basketball that's not coaching.
Yeah, and then Stu, I think this is the last one for me, but looking at St. Louis's roster going into the season, you know, How do you see this coaching search impacting the guys who are already there, and whether or not they'll choose to return? One guy who comes to mind specifically is Gibson Jimerson, with some eligibility. How do you see him playing a role in this coaching search, whether or not he'll stay depending on the coach, anything like that, just
Yeah.
based on what you knew about the guy?
Yeah. The only thing Gibson said so far is that he was seriously considering using that sixth year. That was, before we knew for sure that Ford was going to be gone. My kind of thought all along was that he would want to return with Travis. Not to say that he wouldn't want to return with someone else, depending on who it is and how they click, maybe when they meet. So yeah, that's a big one. Him and Sincere, and I really don't know what Sincere's thinking. I haven't talked to him for a while, and he's been in and out of the lineup. And God, he's so good when he's on. You guys have probably seen he's really good when he's healthy and he's playing consistently, and playing long minutes. So that'd be a priority. That and improving his defense if he sticks around, and then just all these younger guys. I don't know. You could see one or two going in the portal. You could see six going in the portal. Some of these guys, there's a bunch of foreign players who are here from overseas in their first year. Are they comfortable in St. Louis now and they don't want to try a new spot, or do they want to experiment and see if they can catch on somewhere? There's just a lot of questions to be asked in that regard, as there are with most teams.
Yeah, so this is going to be a very interesting next couple of weeks for St. Louis basketball, for the Atlantic 10 as a whole. But I think that's going to wrap it up here. So once again, Stu, thank you so much for coming on. For those listening, this has been Stu Durando of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Once again, I'm Sam Basil alongside David Korn of the A10 Talk podcast, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks, guys.